You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 820 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to The Light Show. My name is Kate DeVries. I am the Associate Director of the Young Adult Ministry Office for the Archdiocese of Chicago, and we welcome you to the next hour of conversation about people in their 20s and 30s, married and single. And I'm here with our Director of Young Adult Ministry, our co-host, Father John Cusick. Good morning, Father Cusick.
Good morning, Kate. How are you today?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Well, I'm okay. I'm not talking from the bottom of a swimming pool. I just have
a little foggy, Father Cusick. I just have a very bad cold. There you go.
And hope that people will give us patience this morning.
Absolutely.
As we struggle with a bad voice. We're speaking to you this morning on the 13th of September. And needless to say, 2 days ago and 5 years prior, our country was wrecked with a very, very serious and horrific act of terror against us. It brought people together in many, many ways, the largest loss of life in the terrorist act. And we thought this morning, on this week when we commemorate the fifth anniversary of the tragedy and the atrocities of September 11th, that we would begin in prayer. Kate, you and I were privileged on the afternoon of September 11th, 2001, of writing quickly several prayers, which we put on our website, and we found quickly spread around the internet world. And so we were honored that people took some of the prayers of the Catholic young adult community and were using them. And we wrote one as an anniversary remembrance. And folks, with your permission, if you're at home today or in your car, let's focus for a moment and put the sadness of terror in our world in God's hands this morning. And let us pray. God of life and love, be with us in these times of sorrow. We have experienced violence and destruction, hatred and vengeance, fear and death beyond belief. We are a country at war. We are a people in pain.
We mourn for each and every person who lost their lives. We grieve with the families and friends they left behind. We reach out to all who suffered injury and who are courageously working to rehabilitate and rebuild. Together, we support individuals and families dealing with the loss of jobs, insecurity, and economic hardship. Yet we have also witnessed supreme heroism and a massive outpouring of compassion, time, and support. We have become a nation united.
Lord God, help us all, people of all religions and ethnic backgrounds from all parts of the world, to seek peace, to reconcile and forgive one another, to share the gifts we've been given, to love as you would have us love. Help us, Lord, to live as Jesus taught us, united in love and passionate about building a better world. In the words of the prophet Micah, may we act justly, love tenderly, and walk humbly with you now and forevermore. And we ask this on this September 2006, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Kate, we have people on your left this morning.
We do, Father Cusick. We have some wonderful friends with us today. There was a very special issue on young adult Catholics written by U.S. Catholic. It's coming out now for October 2006. And we have Heidi Schlumpf with us, who is managing editor of U.S. Catholic. Good morning, Heidi.
Good morning, Kate. Thanks for having us.
Oh, you're so welcome. And also with us is Mr. Brian Cones, who is an associate editor at U.S. Catholic. Hello, Brian.
Good morning, Kate.
How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Good.
Excellent.
Brian and Heidi, we're happy to have you.
Very happy.
But what we're going to do today is we're going to turn the tables. Several months ago, Heidi and Brian were two of a number of people from the editorial staff of U.S. Catholic who sat me down at their offices and pumped me with questions about young adult Catholics, and the interview with them appears in this October 2006 issue of U.S. Catholic. And so I felt it's only right to get back. And so we're going to make the questioners the questionees. And we're going to make you the interviewees today. But before we move into asking Brian, you and Heidi, you know, what led you to focus an entire issue of a Catholic magazine on this question of young adults? Tell us a little bit, Heidi, if you can, for those who are listening to us today, about U.S. Catholic Magazine, in case they may not be aware of it.
Sure. Well, U.S. Catholic Magazine, it's a national Catholic magazine, and we're published by the Claretians, which is a religious order of priests. The magazine was founded back in 1935. Back then it was called The Voice of St. Jude. A Claretian priest had founded the Shrine of St. Jude at Our Lady of Guadalupe Parish on the south side of Chicago. And that magazine sort of sprang from that devotional shrine down there. During the time of Vatican II in 1963, the magazine was revamped and renamed U.S. Catholic to sort of address the needs of lay Catholics in the world as we were going through the changes of Vatican II. And we've been doing that ever since then.
And am I correct, Brian, that it's a monthly publication?
It does come out every month, and we have a couple of monthly features that we always include, including often an interview. But our goal is really to constantly be in conversation with our readership.
Sure.
So it's kind of, we kind of style it a conversation with U.S. Catholics.
Great. And before we go off the air today, we're going to ask you how people, if they would like to know more about the magazine, how they could get more information, if you have a website, if they would like to take out a subscription. And one of the things I always find interesting is, you know, for those of you who might be listening to us who are the parents or the grandparents of young adults, these are the kind of publications I think would be great gift subscriptions for that next generation. I really do believe that we need to put before the generations that come after us, and particularly the generation, Kate, with whom you and I are so privileged to work, really information, good Catholic, sound Catholic information. And so I hope that if you're listening and you'd say, wouldn't that be great for Christmas? Be great for any time of the year. And we're going to ask Brian, you and Heidi, if you'd give us some info on that before we go off the air today. So have your pencils ready out there, folks, and we'll take good care of you.
Heidi, I'm interested. Why would U.S. Catholic do an entire issue on young adult Catholics, people in their 20s and 30s? What brought that about?
Well, obviously, it's an important issue facing the church. But for us, as Brian mentioned, we're a magazine that's in conversation with our readers. And every month, we do survey our readers on a topic of interest. And that runs in our magazine every month as a sounding board or a reader's survey. And at the end of that survey, we always ask our readers, what kind of articles would you like to see in U.S. Catholic? And we get a number of answers, but the number one far and away answer that we hear from our readers is why young adults are not going to church in the same numbers that they were in previous generations. So this is the concern of our readers, many of whom are older than 20s or 30s.
Sure.
And so we decided to address it. And then the question was how to address it. And there was a little bit of controversy even among the editors about how to address that, if you want to.
Well, we have kind of a broad staff, Generation Xers, baby boomers, some new Generation Yers or younger millennials, if you'd like. And we had these conversations because, the Xers would say one thing. The baby boomers thought that the Generation Xers were kind of whiny that we weren't going to church if we weren't because, you know, for no good reasons. And the Xers and millennials responded, well, maybe you went for not so good reasons, too. You just went for just because everyone went in your generation.
Sure.
So we had a good, fun conversation about as we figured out how to best to cover this topic.
So it wasn't even a clear vision coming out of the editorial people of U.S. Catholic.
Right, and it sort of, I think, exemplifies some of the tension between the generations about some of these issues. And what happened is in our conversation as editors, we were able to come up with a good way to cover it. And what we hope that this issue can be for people is starting a conversation among other generations as well.
Brian, it's interesting when you mention you pretty much named three different generations with a tag. Mm-hmm. There's Gen X, Gen Y, millennials, all different kind of things. And what I find absolutely fascinating is the way we segment so much of our population today. And interestingly, and this is good for those of us who do not fit Gen X, Y, or millennials, but would be or are the parents or grandparents of them, not too many years ago, a generation of people in this country was considered to be 25 years in duration. And a generation is really described as the amount of time necessary for life experiences to change from one group to another. Well, today, those who study this for a living, and Brian, you sort of testified to that, it's less than 8 years.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so, folks, for those of you listening, when you sit at your Thanksgiving table this year, you could have four or five different generations of Americans or Catholics at your own table. And that, I'm sure, would prove for a very interesting conversation.
And now we need to go to a break. You are listening to The Light Show, hosted by Father Cusick and Kate DeVries, with Heidi Schlumpf and Brian Cones from U.S. Catholic. We welcome your calls about church attendance. We'll tell you more about that when we come back from break. We'll be right back.
Poverty is no stranger to Illinois. The number of people living in poverty in this state has jumped by more than 30% in the last 5 years. We have the highest rate of deep poverty in the Midwest. The poor are not only growing in numbers, they're also getting poorer. The Catholic Campaign for Human Development breaks the cycle of poverty. It funds programs to create jobs, increase affordable housing, and protect the rights of workers, seniors, immigrants, and the disabled. Please support the Catholic Campaign for Human Development. Help break the cycle of poverty.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. Cardinal George says, "It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection." There are 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries willing to help you during times of loss. Call 708-449-6100 for assistance. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
And we are back with more of The Light Show right here on Relevant Radio, AM 820. This is Kate DeVries along with Father John Cusick and our guests from U.S. Catholic Magazine, Heidi Schlumpf and Brian Cones. And today we are talking about why young adults don't go to Mass in the numbers that they previously did. So we invite you, our listeners, to give us a call if you have any questions or thoughts about that, or if your parish has done some creative strategy to really do a special outreach to young adults, we'd be interested in hearing that as well. You can reach us right here at the station, 312-751-1979. Again, 312-751-1979.
And Heidi and Brian, when you began developing an outline for this issue, the October 2006 issue of U.S. Catholic on young adults, and beginning to respond, Heidi, to that, what you mentioned earlier in polling and listening to Catholics, what about my kids and their relationship to church and their relationship to Mass? What were some of the things that you began to line up that you as an editorial staff were going to go out in research and bring to your readers in a magazine?
Well, the first thing we knew is that we wanted to talk to young adults themselves and hear from them and hear their stories of how they're related to church or not related to church in those years. So we worked with an author who is a young adult herself and has written about these things many times, Renee LaRue. She did the main story, or the first story in the magazine, which we titled We're Just Not That Into You, where she talked to young adults who had varying relationships with the church, many of them struggling with mass attendance or how to be connected to the church. And what struck me in her story was the diversity of reasons or ways that young adults felt about the church. It's not as simple as just one explanation.
And some of the data that you put in there, I love numbers, and it's written that 24% of young adult Catholics attend Mass every week. That's very consistent with what Father Cusick and I have seen in other studies. Also that 55% of young adult Catholics do not regularly attend church. So they're not going with any sense of once or twice a month even. And those numbers, I mean, it's just so hard to for those of us that get so much nourishment and enrichment from the Sunday liturgies, to just even imagine why there are some young adults who, for whatever reason, aren't there, aren't wanting to go. And I think your article really does name some of the issues that keep young adults away.
Well, one of the conversations we had among the editorial staff is, you know, are people not coming because they have great big ideological conflicts with Catholicism, or are they just lazy? Or is there something in between? And what we found is it could be all kinds of things.
Yeah.
I mean, there were
plenty
of people who just had busy Saturday nights and don't feel like getting up on Sunday morning. And there were some people, too, that had some questions about Catholicism that they were still struggling with.
Sure. And I think that's a comforting thing, Brian, in many ways for those of you who might be the parents of young adults listening today, that you've given your children the privilege of a wonderful education to think critically. And I think to examine all aspects of their life in their 20s is almost natural. This is a generation that doesn't connect with many institutions, whether it be political parties or a variety of things. But yet what I found incredibly fascinating in Renee's article, Heidi, is a wonderful paragraph that begins this way. None of the 20 and 30-somethings interviewed for this article has ceased to call himself or herself Catholic. I find that fascinating. So what we're focusing on here is practice, not identity. Would that be right?
I think that's true, and I underlined that section of the article as well. I've heard you speak about it before, John, as checking the Catholic box. They still do that. And I think that is something to be hopeful about, and also something to build on when you're looking at then the reasons why maybe the practice isn't as regular. I think many young adults do not feel the need or the compulsion for weekly Mass attendance necessarily, and many of them attend sporadically at best, as those numbers said.
And I think that identity question, too, I mean, a lot of the people that Renee interviewed still thought about the fact that they don't go to church.
Absolutely.
So the fact that they still have that going on inside them indicates they still think of themselves as Catholic and know that there's something missing. They might be trying to find their way back in.
And see, I think, Brian, along those lines, that going to church, using that phrase, is really the marker of a Catholic identity. Mm-hmm. It's not I didn't go to the Holy Name meeting or, you know, I didn't stop by and make a visit. It's we define ourselves oftentimes in our relationship to church by the fact whether we worship or not. So it is very important. And I think when I see people who, Heidi, have, you know, been away for a while, what they're looking for in order to return is a place where they can pray, a people with whom perhaps they can connect, and where they feel at home. So there's, I mean, and that's no different. I was with a theologian yesterday from Loyola University, and his children are struggling, and they're adults, and now they have their own children themselves. And they talked about how much, as kids, they enjoyed growing up Catholic. Mm-hmm. They like going to religious ed. They like going to Catholic school. They like the community. But then I began to ask him, well, do they have a community now? And he said, I'm just not sure.
You know, Father Cusick, in the article, one young woman said that she does not want to go to church without somebody else with her. So for some young adults, especially with their busy lives that are in a different city based on jobs or whatever, going into church alone is a hard thing to do.
Absolutely.
And that might be some wisdom for those of us in our parishes if we know people that are around that don't have, you know, a roommate, a friends, family living in the area, maybe to invite them to church might be a strategy. But the other thing that struck me from the article was another person saying that since I've been away from church, my prayer life has faded away. So something unexpected that came and out of not going to church regularly is that it became harder to pray and harder to stay connected with God. I thought that was interesting.
I think there is that recognition that there is a need for community and a need for some structure. And as Brian said, many young adults are really struggling with it. And they're looking for a place that will help them in that struggle, that will allow them to question and be in a struggling place, but then hold them and maybe help them move forward out of
that. See, and I think the value of Sunday Mass is that we can be who we are, and we put ourselves before the Lord, and all the Lord says in return is the body of Christ. And the privilege I have as presiding at worship is to look out and say, there's the body of Christ. It's all these people with all the baggage that they bring in the God who says, I love you.
And we need to go to break, and then we will take some phone calls from our listeners. So please stay with us. You are listening to The Light Show, and we'll be right back.
Too late to register your pre-K children in one of the excellent Catholic elementary schools in Chicago and the suburbs. Registration is open for 3- and 4-year-old pre-K children, as well as kindergarten through 8th grade student transfers. Perhaps you've heard the impressive numbers, test scores above national standards, a 19-to-1 student-teacher ratio, a 97% attendance rate, students who go on to successful high school and college experiences and become the leaders of tomorrow. Go to the Catholic school of your choice for more information, or go online and visit the school's webpage at www.archchicago.org. That's www.archchicago.org. Catholic schools, where faith and education meet.
Each year in Chicago, 3,000 children are reported sexually abused. The Chicago Children's Advocacy Center restores the trust that was once lost. It's a place where professionals come together under one roof and abused children tell their stories. A place where they can get help immediately. Support the Chicago Children's Advocacy Center. For more information or to help, call 1-877-703-HOPE or visit chicagocac.org.
We are back with more of The Light Show with Father John Cusick, Kate DeVries, and our special guests today, Heidi Schlump and Brian Cohn. So welcome back. We have a caller, Elliot, from Chicago. Good morning, Elliot. You're on the air.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're doing very well, thank you.
Thank you for having me on the air, and I love the program. My question, my comment was, you know, most young adults don't go to Mass on Sundays because out of fear and awkwardness, because they didn't really understand how, you know, the Mass worked. When I was young myself, you know, I would have questions to my parents, and I would ask them, you know, what everything all meant. And usually they just said something as to the effect of, well, you just have to go because you have to go.
Sure.
And it's not enough anymore.
Right. And I'm a recent convert. And, you know, the more you understood, like, the RCIA programs,
okay,
the more you understood, the more you want it. And,
yeah,
and I think that's the problem with most of young adults is they just don't understand.
Elliot, that's, I think that's a good point. And this is, you know, one of the frustrations that a lot of people, you know, really have. And I remember growing up, I'll bet you my mom and dad didn't know an awful lot about the reasons they did a lot of things, but it was sort of the culture that we did this and we put our life in God's hands. You make a wonderful comment on RCIA, and one of the things, Elliot, that our office is beginning to promote is a program called Curious Catholics. It's for people who are looking for more. Because I think we find that as people begin to go through life, let's take your experience as someone who has converted to the Catholic faith, there's something going on inside of you that becomes inquisitive. Would that be correct?
That's right, yeah.
And we're trying
much to... day after day.
Sure. And we really feel that as people begin to move through their 20s and into their 30s, life starts pounding on them a little bit. And we begin to say, what is of lasting value? What's going to make a difference in my life?
Right.
And we would hope that more of our parishes would become aware that this is a time to really do more explaining, not to little children,
right,
solely, but to the adult world as well. Would that make sense to you?
That makes perfect sense.
Right.
Elliot, thank you for the call. And
thank you.
Father Cusick mentioned the Curious Catholics gathering for people in their 20s and 30s. The Young Adult Ministry Office is sponsoring that evening. It will be on Monday, October 2nd at our office, 711 West Monroe. So we'll have details on our website. Brian?
Elliot's echoing something that some of our readers are telling us, and some of the people that Renee interviewed for articles, that they can't seem to find a place to plug back in.
Mm.
When they go to the parish, they see a lot for families with children, a lot for older adults, but they don't see those kinds of opportunities, and they are looking for some good information that they
right.
just maybe haven't gotten or have forgotten.
Right.
Which is another strategy for our parishes. What can you do to explain the Catholic Mass, explain our signs and symbols, explain some of the rituals we do? Really, some adult religious education would really be helpful to a lot of people.
But I think Elliot mentioned something. He used two words in his comment, fear and awkwardness. I think some of us are so Catholic that we've got that fear inside of us. I'm afraid to ask... I'm afraid to ask my questions. Oh, I really feel awkward because I'm supposed to know these things. And I would just hope that we could create a sense of graciousness where people could come. And I would encourage people, maybe this is tooting our own horn and certainly tooting the horn of U.S. Catholic, that if you or anyone you know does have these fundamental questions, contact us. You can call us at the Young Adult Ministry Office, 312-466-9473, or our you can contact us by email.
Is yam@yamchicago.org or on our website, which is www.yamchicago.org.
And if people, Brian and Heidi, connected through U.S. Catholic, how could they contact you folks who are in touch with so many people? As Heidi, you mentioned, this is such a critical question for people.
Sure. The best place to get in touch with us is also our website. And it, like many other websites out there, yours as well as some others that are aimed at young adult Catholics, is a wealth of information for people who are questioning and who are looking for more answers about the faith. Our website is uscatholic.org. So no periods, just uscatholic.org, and it's real easy to find everything.
And
there.
Then from that website, if they wanted to email you or phone numbers, that would all be there.
Yep, you can find a little biography of
sure.
each of us. And
so, Elliot, Elliot, thanks for your comment. And hopefully we can create some systems where people who feel awkward will be responded to gracefully. And I always claim when it comes to issues of faith and religion, there is no such thing as a dumb question, because these questions are coming, Brian, right from people's hearts and souls.
Well, and we also found that in our article especially, one of the issues that some young adults had with trying to plug back into church is a certain kind of tone that maybe contributes to that kind of fear and awkwardness. They tend to be open to the Catholic approach to life, but
correct.
Sometimes they hear things that are a little bit... that feel angry to them or closing off, like they're afraid to ask their questions because maybe they'll be not ridiculed, but that they'll get a harsh answer instead of a gracious one. And I really think that the graciousness is key, because I think that they're open to the Catholic approach to the world.
Right.
They just kind of need it given to them in a gracious way.
Mm-hmm. I think that that's just so important today. And I think some of our responsibility for those of us who, Kate and I, who work for the Catholic Church and the Archdiocese of Chicago, is to direct people to where they can find a compassionate parish. A priest that is not going to be intolerant, even of something that just seems, well, everybody should know that. And so these are very important issues for people, and they're very important times. And obviously we're beating our own drum here, because we believe passionately in this age group that, Heidi, you keep mentioning parents saying, you know, what's going on here? Well, we want to be able to say that there's a church that can care for you and maybe even answer some of the issues that you bring to the table.
Well, and often it's not even a simple ignorance question. Sometimes it's really needing to struggle with something. So
right.
Church teaching on something, or a particular way that the church handles things like weddings or something like that. And it's not enough to just get an answer from the church. They actually want to engage with that and debate about that. In other areas of their lives, young adults don't just take simple pat answers. They have a conversation about
sure.
things. They shop around if they don't like the answer they're getting one place. So we have to be able to be willing to engage them at that level.
Before we go to break, to exemplify that, I had a young woman in my office last night preparing for her marriage. And she came in with a bag full of stereotypes of what this was going to be like. And I was so happy, because when she left, she said, "Father, I'm so excited that I can be with you and my fiance planning such a wonderful experience in my life, our wedding." Where she felt from the street gossip is, you're going to be told this is how it can be, and yet to be able to say, let's work together for this great sacramental moment in your life and in your love. And you could see just change occur before your very eyes. And all I did was try to be kind, caring, and allowing some input into the experience of planning one of the great of our seven sacraments. Let's go to a break, Kate.
Oh, you are listening to The Light Show on Relevant Radio, AM 820, and we will be right back.
Hi, I'm Sean Harriott. Join me 6 days a week as we help bridge the gap between faith and everyday life, talking about the intersection of faith and everyday life, and help you live your life in the world as a Catholic.
Plus, get all the latest Chicagoland news, traffic, and weather. Start your day with Morning Air on Relevant Radio, 820 AM.
Do you know what's going on in your church around the corner or around the world? Do you want to hear stories about your faith? Do you want to help shape Catholic thought? If you said yes, subscribe to the Catholic New World, the newspaper for the people of the Archdiocese of Chicago. Call 312-655-7777 or visit us at catholicnewworld.com. The Catholic New World, a world beyond your church, a church beyond your world.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio, 820 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 AM, the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio, 820 AM. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
And we are back with the Light Show. Father John Cusick, Kate DeVries, Brian Cones, and Heidi Schlumpf from U.S. Catholic have joined us. We're delighted to be with you, and we're talking about young adults and church attendance. And right now, Heidi, why don't we move to what parents had to say about some of the frustration and pain around why their young adult children aren't going to church.
In your second article, major article, in the October 06 issue of U.S. Catholic, it's titled, It's Sunday. Do you know where your children are? And this is a reflection of a parent, am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
Take it from there. What's so important about this to you as the editor?
Well, we asked a writer, his name is Mike Mallow, who was going through this himself with his own young adult children, to both offer his reflections, and he also interviewed some other parents who were going through the same thing to get their voices in there as well. And, of course, he didn't have a hard time finding fellow parents who were going through this and struggling with it.
Yeah.
And what struck me as a person who's not a parent of young adults was the amount of pain that is really there among parents who have, you know, worked hard for 20 years to instill in their children values and a faith that is very important to them personally, and then to see their children not practicing it in the same way that they did. And so I think there's value in just hearing that, mm-hmm. and acknowledging it, and acknowledging that parents who are going through this are not going through it alone.
Mm-hmm.
There's something else that what this article really indicated, and that was the lack of conversation, really, between mm-hmm. good conversation between adult children and their parents about their participation at church. Parents often said that they got the pat answer from their kids if they asked them if they went to Mass. Yes, of course I did. But one mother, it was kind of a funny story, said, all right, tell me what the gospel was. And she kept getting the prodigal son. And she said, honey, it can't be the prodigal son every other week. So there at least is some communications breakdown as well between parents and adult children about, you know, why they're not participating.
Yeah, yeah.
I often get asked, as you would probably imagine, is there a way that I can get my kids to come to church with me? And normally, my answer is the same for all people. Invite them. And if they say, you know, no, Mom, I just don't want to do that, I would say every once in a while, you keep inviting, not insisting, not demanding. And every once in a while, if there is a special thing going on, or there's something going on in your life, Heidi, there's a woman who comes to the church where I preside at Mass, and she's a single mom, went through a pretty difficult time of loneliness. She has two boys, raising them basically on her own, and they are at that stage in life where, you know, this is all stupid. And she said, you know, I just hate being here every Sunday alone. That thing, Kate, to which you alluded earlier. And I said to her, I said, well, why don't once in a while you say to your kids, it would mean an awful lot to me today if you would accompany me to church. I just feel that I need you by my side. And I think sometimes on that human level is where life can be lived out. And I think we can allow people. So it's not, Brian, you go to church or else. It would mean a lot to your mom today to have my sons, you guys, with me. And I think more times than not, when it's not used as a weapon, but as an invitation, we can see how important that faith can be.
I think you're right that invitation is really important. And one of the parents interviewed in the article said that the advice the advice he had gotten from his priest as well was not to be combative about it, and that fighting and arguing about Mass never convinced any young adult to go back to church.
Right, right.
So it's not supposed to become a divisive thing in families. But I, like you said, a warm, welcoming invitation or a true expression of the parents' feelings about how difficult this is for them, if accompanied also with respect for the
Absolutely.
Adult's
right.
decision, I think can go a long way. If you're modeling what your faith means to you, if living the Catholic faith has made you a better person, then your children are going to see that, and that will influence them more than anything else.
This is going to sound like I'm really, you know, flying up there with the eagles. But one of the things I like to say, I usually suggest to people, is that if you're coming with someone who is not a regular attendee, do yourself a favor. It may be a behavior change. Sit up close to the front. I truly believe that where people position themselves on Sunday can be very, very life-giving or lack thereof. If you come in and you're sitting way in the back, people can't see, they're not as physically connected. And we must understand that our world today is really a visual world. We sit in front of screens, whether it's a computer screen here in the studio, in our offices, these large screen TVs, and yet we come to Mass and we're 500 feet in the back of 600 heads ahead of us. Come up to the front where you can participate, see with your eyes, and we think sometimes that that be, you know, it, to me it's somewhat helpful. And I get more eye contact. I can look people in the eye and say, the Lord be with you. We hope that helps a little bit.
And it's time to go to a break. So we are The Light Show, AM 820, Relevant Radio, and we're going to take a few minutes, and we will be right back with more of your calls.
Come join us for three nights of Spirit-filled praise and worship. The Black Catholic community of the Archdiocese of Chicago, in cooperation with Mission Chicago, invites everyone to attend the Black Catholic Revival, No Ways Tired, celebrating our heritage, creating our future. This revival will appeal to all Catholics with dynamic national speakers, gospel choirs, and liturgical dancers. It will be held Tuesday through Thursday evenings, September 26th through the 28th, at 7 p.m. at Old St. Mary's Church, 1500 South Michigan Avenue in Chicago. Call 312-751-8377 for more information. I'm Sheila Adams, Director of the Office for Black Catholics. I invite all Catholics from our diverse archdiocese to attend No Ways Tired and set your spirit on fire.
Most interment arrangements at the 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries are made through a pre-need plan. Your thoughtful planning today is economically prudent and contributes to peace of mind for you and your loved ones. Catholic Cemeteries counselors are available at your convenience. For more information, call 708-449-6100. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
And we are back with The Light Show with Father John Cusick, Kate DeVries, Heidi Schlump, and Brian Cones. And we are talking about young adults and mass participation. And if there's something that Father Cusick or I can do for you or your young adult children, if you'd like to find out ways to get people more connected, or if you really have some questions after listening to the show, please give us a call at our office. We can be reached at 312-466-9473. Again, 312-466-9473.
And we also, Kate, need to inform our listeners that we send out an e-letter, an electronic letter, several times a month that gives people some ideas and activities for young adults in and around the Chicago area. And people can be added to that e-letter by sending along their email. Just go to our website. And that's www.yamchicago.org. And follow the prompts, and you can add anybody's email address to that. And about twice a month, we send out things, and we are in the process of updating that website so that we're going to have a lot more material, some reflective things that are on there. We're going to direct people to U.S. Catholic, because this whole issue of their October magazine is directed to young adults. And we want to be able to move people to get some more wisdom from what they have written and put together. And we were saying during the break that this hour is going quick, because when you have good conversation, and I mean conversation is self-interest for us. So let's move in one more direction. Heidi, what can a parish do?
Well, we definitely wanted to address that issue in this package of articles as well. So we went to the experts, to the expert. And so that's, as you mentioned, why we decided to interview you, Father Cusick. And we have spent quite a couple hours with you, but we've edited that down into a five-page piece where we get some of your recommendations about what parishes can do. And I think what we titled that one, If You Rebuild It, They Will Come, in part because we thought one of the things we were hearing from you was that too often parishes are not making young adults a priority. And you mentioned the need for a preferential option for young adults. And to not see them as the enemy and to reach out in ways that you've mentioned already here today. So I think your advice in that article is right on for parishes.
You know, the thing I reflected on when I had Brian the conversation with your editorial team is that you only have to go back 35, 40 years, and that's a short time in human history, and to realize that the backbone of Catholic parish life in this country was people 25 to 40. Ask any of your parents, and they'd say, well, yeah, you know, I was young married, and I was getting plugged in, or I was young single out of school, and I thought I'd get a helping in my parish. Well, today, sadly, you would be hard-pressed to find a parish where people who are 25 to 40 are the backbone. And I don't think that is impossible to change. I've said as recently as last week to some priests in Oklahoma, if there are openings that come up, say, gee, we need a couple more lectors, we need some Eucharistic ministers, boy, we would really benefit by having five more catechists pass on the faith to the next generation. Force yourself as a parish staff to say, we will fill those openings, those ministerial openings, with people under the age of 40. And the comeback usually is, well, we don't know anybody under 40. Well, number one, that's a bald-faced lie. Number two, people say they're not in church. They're in the community. And I think what we need to do is force ourselves, all of us, to have that option for younger people. And say, you are welcome here. I went up to a young man last Sunday, and I gave him my email, and I said, I've been seeing you at church. I think you should get more involved around here. By God, he emailed back this week. He said, Father, I'm 23 years old. I moved into Chicago recently. I've been coming to church. I would be honored to be an active part. People have to be asked.
Well, and you make that point. I mean, we like to think there are no young adults, and we've talked about a problem with young adult participation. But really, the participation rate is 25%. That is much better than many other Christian mm-hmm. denominations. And mm-hmm. so that means that they're there. But
absolutely.
I think, again, it's that graciousness, that invitation. You got to ask. And so, I mean, very often you'll get a yes answer.
And let's reinforce something that came up earlier in the show today. People keep checking the Catholic box. Mm-hmm. They are not. They may not be as active on Sunday as they once were, but they're not walking away from the faith. And we need to reinforce that over and over again to those of you who are listening. So our role and the parish's goal, Heidi, is to get people to say, yeah, I'm Catholic, to doing a little bit more about it. I think that's good news.
And one of the issues that always comes up is, will they be back eventually anyway? Even if we do nothing, once they have children, once they get married, will they come back to the church like previous generations did? There's a lot of debate about that, and we won't know for a little while whether they do come back. The time away is longer than it was in previous generations, so I think the need to do more to bring them back is more urgent, to offer something and not just sit back and expect young adults to come back when their life changes.
Exactly. There's no simple formula. Mm-hmm. You know, been away, get married, have kids, come back. There's no guarantee anymore. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think we can ever take those things for granted. I think we have to be an invitational church, in a caring church, and an inviting church to those generations. And as Elliot mentioned, we have to be an instructional church. We have to explain to people the great traditions of our faith.
It is hard to come back after people have been away a little while. So that sense of inviting, and we can all invite, and we can all offer gracious hospitality, and all of our parishes can be more open to inviting young adults into liturgical ministry positions, into leadership positions, inviting conversations. I loved what you said, Brian, earlier about, you know, let's open dialogue between parents and their young adult children. excuse me, let's open dialogue between ministers and young adults. How wonderful it would be if every parish would say, we're going to have a listening session. We invite all of you to bring your young adult children to talk about what we at St. Mary's Parish can do for people in their 20s and 30s. We'd love to have more conversation about that. And then with the conversation can be change or at least an openness to start providing more services that would be more helpful, especially to people who have been hurt in some way or who find it difficult to come back into active participation.
And while I agree with you, John, that there is no guarantee that people will come back just because they're getting married or having children, those life transition times are great opportunities to invite back again.
Tremendous
yes.
moments.
And often what happens is it is a time that a young adult will say, hey, I think I want to look back at this tradition. Right. I do still check the Catholic box. And unfortunately, when they approach a parish for something like a wedding or a baptism, they don't get the hospitality that we're talking about here today.
You know, sometimes when we put people under the microscope, like a generation of people, and analyze their practicing faith, we tend to think, well, they're like monsters. I thought that Mike Mallow, in his article, Reflecting on the Parents, has a wonderful, wonderful little paragraph here. And he begins with a question. It says, but are they good people, really nice, kind, compassionate people? A woman in a situation nearly identical to ours recently posed this question to my wife and me. I don't think she had ever missed a Sunday Mass in her life. It's with a sense of relief and pride that I can readily answer this friend, yes, indeed, our kids are good people.
And we need to go to a break. You're listening to The Light Show, and we will be right back.
Each year in Chicago, 3,000 children are reported sexually abused. The Chicago Children's Advocacy Center restores a trust that was once lost. It's a place where professionals come together under one roof and abused children tell their stories. A place where they can get help immediately. Support the Chicago Children's Advocacy Center. For more information or to help, call 1-877-703-HOPE or visit chicagocac.org.
It's not too late to register your pre-K children in one of the excellent Catholic elementary schools in Chicago and the suburbs. Registration is open for 3- and 4-year-old pre-K children, as well as kindergarten through 8th grade student transfers. Perhaps you've heard the impressive numbers, test scores above national standards, a 19-to-1 student-teacher ratio, a 97% attendance rate, students who go on to successful high school and college experiences and become the leaders of tomorrow. Go to the Catholic school of your choice for more information, or go online and visit the school's webpage at www.archchicago.org. That's www.archchicago.org. Catholic schools, where faith and education meet.
And we are back with more of The Light Show. Father Cusick, did you want to move it forward?
When we began our show this morning, Brian and Heidi, we asked you if people would consider a subscription for their young adult children, friends, colleagues, or whatever to U.S. Catholic Magazine. And as we mentioned here during the break, I think part of our job is to put good Catholic material in the hands of people who have a lot of the questions that come up and parents who have the concerns and the love for their children. And so, Heidi, if parents are really asking this question about young adults, and one of the things that they might benefit from doing is giving their kids a subscription, or themselves even, to U.S. Catholic Magazine, how would they go about doing that?
Sure. Well, and I agree with you. It'd be a great thing to do for young adults because we are a magazine that's grounded in our tradition but still allows that conversation and that questioning. The best way to subscribe is we have both through our website, www.uscatholic.org, or also we have an 800 number. That's 800-328-6515. That's 800-328-6515. 6515. We offer an introductory subscription at just $12 per year, so that's a dollar an issue. And we also have a Christmas gift program that is already starting where people can get reduced rates on subscriptions that they give as Christmas gifts, depending on how many they give.
And it would be good Catholic literature getting into the homes, mm-hmm. in the hands, the briefcases of people on their way to work, mm-hmm. on their way to wherever they're going.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That would be great. So that's uscatholic.org,
and we also have several e-newsletters as well that people,
sure.
can sign up for there,
okay.
as well.
And if you want to call in a subscription, it's 1-800-328-6515. Now let's focus on the topic of your magazine, and that's our work, Kate, Young Adult,
yes.
Ministry. What's going on in Chicago these days that we can promote on the air this morning?
A whole bunch of things are happening, Father Cusick.
Great.
One is we want to let people know that the Light Show will be joining the Word on Fire with Father Bob Barron and the other Archdiocese of Chicago radio shows that are podcasting in the Archdiocese through the Archdiocesan website. That link will be up later today. We'll have a link to our website as well. So www.yamchicago.org will get you a ton of information, including the following upcoming activities. Tomorrow evening, September 14th, Father Michael Sparrow will be leading evening mass at St. Teresa of Avila Church in Chicago. We have our yacht clubs up and running again. Yacht stands for Young Adult Catholics Hanging Together. So in various places around the Archdiocese, you can connect with other young adults for a great talk and some wonderful conversation over dinner. They happen the first Tuesday of every month in the Oak Forest area. Tuesday, October 3rd, Father Larry McNally, who is pastor at Ascension Church in Oak Park, will be discussing issues facing young adults today out in Forest Park. Our second yacht club of the month is the second Tuesday of every month. I'm sorry. People meet at... in the Lamont area for the Yacht Club. They just had theirs last night.
Right.
So it'll be again October 10th. Father Tom Donaldson from St. Mike's in Old Town will be sharing inspiring parables and stories. The third Tuesday of every month, Yacht Club Chicago meets. They will be out at Fizz Bar and Grill on September 19th. And the Northwest Suburban Yacht Club meets September 21st. They meet the third Thursday of every month. They're going to have Amy Joyce talk on immigration and justice issues. Father Cusick and I will be leading a retreat, Lord Teach Us to Pray, in another week and a half or so, September 22nd to the 24th. We're going to spend a whole weekend on prayer, what it is, and what a prayer life for young adults would look like. Also, we have, as I mentioned earlier, October 2nd, the Curious Catholics Gathering. We're inviting any young adults, people in their 20s and 30s, who have questions about the Catholic Church to come together for just a quick overview of what it means to be Catholic as an adult, and then to ask any questions you might have about the Catholic Church today. So we really want to open some great dialogue, again, keep that conversation going. We also have later on in October the Catholic Mass with an explanation, which Father Cusick, you're going to be doing for us. But again, details about these and all the programs we offer are on our website, yamchicago.org, or you can reach us by just calling 312-466-9473. Again, 312-466-9473.
And Kate, what an honor it has been for us this morning, Brian and Heidi, to have you with us. Heidi Schlump and Brian Cones. Heidi's the managing editor of U.S. Catholic Magazine. Brian, the associate editor. And I can't thank you enough, not just for being here, but for dedicating an issue of a national Catholic magazine to the love of my life, young adult Catholics, and the concern of the lives of many parents, young adults themselves, and the church. Thank you for doing that. And I hope that it, number one, is comforting, inspiring, and challenging to people that this is not the future church. This is the Catholic Church present, oftentimes not as present or active as it should be. And to U.S. Catholic, I tip my hat to the two of you, my thanks, and along with, I always say, my boss, Kate, for the opportunity
a
month to be with our listeners today on The Light Show. Be at peace, and we'll see you in October.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 820 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you.